This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday pledged to bury his government's enemies with our blood as he marked the start of the war in the Tigray region 1 year ago. Ahmed was speaking a day after a state of emergency was declared in the country as Tigrayan forces indicated they would advance on the capital. A moment of silence was observed at the candlelit ceremony to commemorate those killed on November 3, 2020, when forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, including some soldiers, seized military bases in Tigray. In response, Abiy sent more troops to the northern region. The conflict has killed thousands of people, forced more than 2 million more from their homes, and left 400,000 people in Tigray facing famine. An independent Pentagon review has concluded that a U.S. drone strike that killed innocent Kabul civilians and children in the final days of the Afghanistan war was not caused by misconduct or negligence, and it does not recommend any disciplinary action. The review, done by Air Force Lieutenant General Sami Saeed, found that there were some breakdowns in communications and in the process of and confirming the target of the bombing. However, Saeed said at a news conference that the strike was not the result of misconduct or negligence.
Did find execution errors confirmed by combined with confirmation bias and communication breakdowns that regrettably led to civilian casualties.
The August 29th drone strike on a white Toyota Corolla sedan killed Zemirai Ahmadi and 9 family members, including 7 children. The 37-year-old Ahmadi was a longtime employee at an American humanitarian organization. This is VOA News. The Biden administration has announced it is putting new export limits on Israel's NSO Group, the world's most infamous hacker-for-hire company, saying its tools have been used to conduct transnational repression. The U.S. Commerce Department said Wednesday that NSO Group and 3 other firms are being added to the entity list, which limits their access to U.S. components and technology by requiring government permission for exports. The department said putting these companies on the list was part of the Biden administration's efforts to promote human rights in U.S. foreign policy. The FBI has made public hundreds of pages of newly declassified documents about an investigation into suspected ties between the Saudi Arabian government and the September 11th attackers. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
For more than a decade, FBI agents investigated the support provided to several of the 9/11 hijackers when they arrived in the U.S., including finding them a place to rent and supplying financial support. In particular, agents focused on whether 3 Saudi nationals, including an embassy official in Washington, had advanced knowledge of the attacks. Ultimately, investigators found insufficient evidence to charge any of the 3 with illegally supporting the hijackers. Still, a lawyer for the 9/11 victims' families says these documents are helpful, calling them very incriminating against the Saudi government, which the families are suing in a New York court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Prosecutors are seeking 44 months in prison in the sentencing of a Capitol rioter. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Federal prosecutors are recommending a prison sentence of nearly 4 years for a New Jersey gym owner who took part in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. 44-year-old Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to obstruction of an official proceeding and assaulting a police officer during the riot. If U.S. District Judge Royce Lambert adopts the Justice Department's recommendation of a 44-month prison term, it would be the longest sentence for a rioter to date. Prosecutors said Fairlamb was one of the first rioters to breach the Capitol, and his violent actions emboldened other rioters around him. Fairlamb's sentencing is scheduled for next Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
South African writer Damon Galgut won the prestigious Booker Prize for fiction on Wednesday with The Promise, a novel about one white family's reckoning with South Africa's racist history. Galgut took the prize on his 3rd time as a finalist. He was previously shortlisted for The Good Doctor in 2003, and In a Strange Room in 2010, but lost both times.